I'm back outside the mansion at Bletchley Park, and I've just stopped Margaret Warner, who was a WAF, a Women's Royal Air Force. Is that correct?
That's right, yes.
And I thought I must talk to you. I must talk to you because, yes, not only do the WAF not get a mention, but you are emblazoned with medals. What were they for?
No, I've only got two.
That's emblazoned as far as I don't have any.
No. If you see the lads that they're in the thick of it, they've got medals right across.
Is that sexist, do you think?
Oh, no, I don't think so. But they've got a better chance of being that they serve abroad, you know. Whereas the women in those days only served in this country. And so we get the war medal. Huh? And the service medal.
And that's what you've got
here. Yes, yes.
You've also got a badge saying that you're a veteran of Bletchley Park, and that's you right. Worked in Hut 3.
That's right.
What did you do?
Decoding. Followed a book. We had to check it. It came through like on a ticker-tack system and was to somebody that wasn't in the know. It looked like a telegram.
Ah.
Even the signature was in code. And we just sort of referred to the books and deciphered. They could turn out to be figures or letters. And then you pass them through to Hut 6, who did the next stage in it. And we never knew what we were doing, really.
So you didn't know how important it was?
No, not until I sort of broke the silence.
Wow. Yes. So how long did you go before you could actually talk to anybody about what you did?
Well, we had to sign for the period of... war, and 50 years over and above that.
So 50 years after the war.
And you got so used to not discussing it, because our address was Church Green, Bletchley.
Yeah.
And, you know, we knew about Station X and everything else that was going on here. And the people locally thought that there was something wrong with us, you know, we were sort of mental home, or it was... when the fellows were here, that it was at next, excuse me.
A little fly landed on me.
we were told that we were coming to a base that had been occupied by former prisoners of war, which is all, you know, guesswork. Yeah. The rumours that went around, because they didn't know what was going on. You know?
Everybody likes to gossip.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to meet or know any of what they called the others? The men who worked up in the tower?
No, because this was out of bounds.
Really?
This park was out of bounds to us.
Really?
Yes.
So you were allowed to go to Hut 3, and where else?
Only down to the entrance, back entrance, down by the station there. And there was a naffy down there, and a restroom, like, and we all get together and have a sing-song or, you know, some food to eat and one thing and another. And we used to go in there when we sort of came off the watch. You know, we did three watches, morning, noon, afternoon and night, And beyond the lake, and this part up here was out of bounds. That door used to be left open, and
we could see
them dancing in there.
Well, that was punishing.
Yes, it was.
You couldn't join in.
Yes.
So, how did you actually get to work? Did you come in on a bike, or were you bussed in?
No, we were stationed here.
So you lived right on here. Because a lot of the Wrens didn't, did they?
No, they were. None of them did.
So you had barracks.
Yes. Well, none of my barracks. I mean, isn't that?
Better than that. Really? Oh,
you know, with the chimney, have you heard about the chimney that's in the...
There was an incinerator that worked every day.
That's right, a black thing that had to be cleaned and sorted out with the pipe going up to the roof.
You can still see it. And and what they did at the end of every day, I guess it was an old-fashioned shredder, as we would use now. They'd throw everything in there and burn the evidence every day.
I don't know about that, because we never did part of it.
Oh, okay. So you live near there?
I lived in there.
In there? Oh, no, that's horrible.
Yeah. And there, when we were guarded by RAF police.
Wow.
Yes.
Ooh. So you must have thought you were doing something quite important, without knowing what it was, really.
Didn't. No, we thought, you know, they were terribly considerate to have the police sort of watch over us.
So much protection.
Yes. How naive can you get, you know?
All that care and attention to protect you.
Yeah.
So do you feel proud of what you did during this time?
I do now.
You do now. I bet. I think you very much should do. There's so many people that are so thankful, I think, that we need
to... Yeah, I got a thank you badge from a V, when the war was over and they were holding sort of reunions and parades and one thing and another, also for the Forgotten Army from Far East, you know, because they were a bit needled because the celebrations were taking place when the European War was finished.
Yes.
And they were still at it out there, you see, in Korea. And they never did get a chance until the Queen's parades that to show themselves, you know.
How do you feel the fact that Bletchley Park is struggling now to stay open due to lack of funding?
I think that's rough. I think it would break so many hearts if Bletchley Park fell through. You know, I've had the pleasure throughout my twilight years, let's say, of coming here year and year after year after year, and people say, "Oh, you're going to find out, you know, who's still going, and you know, and if they recognise you," and they do when I show them a picture because I'm trying to trace some of my pals.
Oh, wow.
They say, "Here,
you've got a picture in your hand of lots of people standing outside the front here. Are these the people you worked with?"
No. They've got to have been in the WAFT.
Oh, okay. So,
yes.
So you're trying to trace some of these people?
These people, yes. These are all WAFT.
Okay.
There's only two civilians there and there. There's an army fellow there.
Yes.
And an army fellow there.
Yeah.
Army officers. And one was, I don't know which is which now, one was his best man and the other one gave me away.
Oh, wow. So you think there's a chance they might be here if they're still alive?
Well, I've been all these years now looking, and chances are, and because I've did 17 years work with the British Legion, I mean, I could have joined the WAF Association, which I did. I could have joined RAFA,
yes.
But you're only dealing with one service, and I didn't want that. I wanted to deal with all services, so that's why I went to the Legion, and you know, to give them a better choice of things, because they were roughing it, a lot of them, especially the prisoners of war, you know.
The same is happening now, really. Not many soldiers getting looked after after.
Well, yes, after same service. Thing's happening again. We've never seen to have made allowances for all this, really. You
for
know
the
what I mean?
Suffering,
I know it's
the psychology, psychologically and physically.
Yes, yes.
Well,
and then none of the fellas don't even know about it, which gets me. But I think that's six of one half and another, because they were given leaflets when they retired, but there's when demobbed, I mean. But probably they didn't want to look at any more leaflets about joining up with any groups or anything.
No, exactly. So they're
just
left
made,
alone.
Made their way home and were glad to be free of it. But
do you look back on your time fondly?
I had a whale of a time.
You had a whale of a time?
Yes. Yes.
I'd like
enjoyed
to think of
what
this place.
I did, yes.
I'd like to think of this place as being full of song and fun, as well as the hard work that went on.
No, it wasn't really. The only thing was, you know, that if you were in uniform, you salute the uniform of officers. They made it a rule that here we didn't salute anybody.
Ah.
Because there were so many officers and different uniforms. Look more like ringleaders, you know, at the circus, really. They were so decorated, adorning glitters and reds and one thing. And
your arm would be going up and down all day.
Yes, so they cut it out, and so we were pleased about that. I had to remember to do, when we got out into the street and elsewhere, that didn't apply out there.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
My pleasure. You
have a photograph with you. When was this taken, and who's in the picture?
That's when I got married. That's me and my husband.
What a handsome-looking couple.
Yeah.
And you've brought this to show people so that they can see what you look like back in the day, so that they may be able to recognise you. Is that your reason for bringing this? Because it would be very, very useful for that.
Not only that, I'm proud. I mean, I was a good-looking fella.
Oh, definitely.
That choose me, had him at a dance when he was had been jilted, got him on the rebound, really.
And you kept holding him for how long?
Until 1988, I lost him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, good time together. I'm going to take a photograph of this photograph with you. What a great looking couple. Thank you so much, and thank you for all the work you did.
Yeah, make sure that the WAFs get more of a mention than we've been getting.
Yes.
Throughout the years, I've read book upon big book upon big book, and it's not
sufficient. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, and the WAFs are definitely because, being remembered today.
We were actually
today.
Here on site, and others had to come in to undertake the work here. But yes. We were here ready for it and eager to go, you know.
Thanks again. Have a lovely day.
Yeah, thank you very much.